This is the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
While the disciples were talking about Jesus' appearance on the road to Emmaus, Jesus himself stood among them and said,
"Peace be with you."
And they were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them,
"Why are you frightened? And why do you doubt rise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet.
See that it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have."
And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them,
"Have you anything here to eat?"
And they gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate in their presence. Then he said to them,
"These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled."
Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them,
"Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things."
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Each year as we move through the Easter season, these 50 days of celebration following Easter Sunday, well, we are invited to explore new life and resurrection in the text that we are given. So too, in this place, as we continue the A Place sermon series that is reflecting on our A Place for All campaign, well, you see, we're looking at these readings with a lens towards how we are called as God's people to create a place to best live out God's vision. And holding all of that together this week, well, three central verbs struck me in today's reading. They are meet, teach, and send. Now, last week we heard a similar reading from John, but today Luke put a little bit of a different spin on the resurrection appearance with the disciples. You see, the disciples were still gathered around when Jesus appeared, and they were afraid and startled and terrified to see Jesus, at which point, like last week, Jesus showed them his wounds, his hands, his feet, the scars of his execution. But still some were in disbelief. And so to try to quell their disbelief, he ate a fish to prove that he was not a ghost or a figment of their imagination, but rather that he was living before them. You see, today's story, a lot like last week's story, is a reminder that these disciples that Jesus is encountering, well, Jesus met them where they were. You see, he did not go in today's scripture and begin rebuking them for their doubt or scolding them for their disbelief or shaming them for even having those kind of thoughts. No. Rather, Jesus met them where they were, in their disbelief and their joy, and in their doubt. Jesus met them. And after he met them, he taught them. He reminded them of what the scriptures said. He retold them of the shared experiences they already had with God. And he pointed forward to where God always leads them, that is, out the door, into the world. Jesus told them to go in his name to all nations. Or to put that another way, Jesus invited them to embody his spirit, to do as he had done. Jesus sent them to respond to injustice, to help the poor and the marginalized, to notice those unexpected places that God reveals God's self, and to co-create a place that welcomes all people. Meet, teach, send. And so while we might see today's scripture as just being centered on the disciples, in fact, it's emphasizing the same invitation that we are given in our baptism. You see, moments ago, Lillian was baptized, and she was met just as she was in the moment. She didn't need to be a certain age, or she didn't need to be quiet, or she didn't need to have certain characteristics or be in the right mood. You see, God meets us in baptism exactly where we are in the moment. And then throughout our lives, our baptismal journey, we are then taught by our parents and our baptismal sponsors and our family and our friends and our colleagues and our faith community and our neighbors. We are taught about what it means to experience resurrection. That is, what it means to forgive and be forgiven. What it means to love and to be loved. What it means for an ending to actually be a new beginning. And so after we are met and we are taught, then we are sent in our baptismal vocation to do the exact same thing as those disciples. We are sent to embody the radical love of God, to share in the goodness that we have received, and to be a beacon of hope in the darkness of light. Meet, teach, send. And while I think about those three words in today's reading, I feel like that is what we are trying to build here with this capital campaign. For we are literally trying to make the building more accessible to all people. But that's more than that, too. For we are creating a space here in Bible study, in worship, in prayer, and then we share in the resurrection as we join with a refugee family in their journey of settling into this place, or as we feed the hungry with the night ministry, or as we stock our little free pantry right outside our doors. You see, we also live it out in ways that may feel passive, but are actually quite active. You see, we open our doors and welcome space for 5 different 12-step groups to gather and learn and leave anew. We embody Christ's spirit as we bring joy by opening our doors to music and concerts and theater and the arts. We live out God's vision as we offer our building in this ever-expensive urban environment for low, low costs, for things like arts-based summer camps that transform students, that liberate parents, and that truly say that all are welcome. And so, too, today you might notice that things maybe look a little bit different with our leadership. For it's not lost on me today, as Vicar Taylor and Seminarian Nicholas have the day off, that we also live out this meet, teach, send triad in the ways that we are a teaching congregation. You see, what we have today, just me and Jordan and Annette, that's going to become the regular thing again this summer. And I'm reminded of the fact that it's not just that we have some extra hands here on Sundays, but rather this is something that we live out as a value as people here in this place. You see, soon we will say goodbye to them in the next month or two, and we will know that we have had a holy experience these past 9 months. We have met them where they are in their journey. We have taught them about this place and what it means to be a leader in the church. And then we will send them into the world to their next learning setting, to their first call, to their next congregation. And sure, on occasion, like the dozens we have educated here, we will see them once again, like we have Vicky and Bethany and Paisley and so many more. Yet it won't quite be the same. You see, for God's vision in the scriptures here is reminding us that God is not about just trying to preserve a moment in time, to ensure that a building never changes or that our community remains stagnant. Instead, like the disciples, God invites us to dream and to change, to welcome people and meet them where they are, to teach them, allow them to deeply learn and to grow, all for the expressed purpose of sending them into the world to share exactly what God calls us to here in this place. And you see, that is the gift of today's gospel. It's a reminder that we're not meant to be the same, but rather we're meant to be changed. You see, it is when we are outside these doors, in our daily lives, when we are changed, when we are met, when we are taught, when we are sent, well, that is when we proclaim the risen Christ. It is our calling to meet people where they are, to teach them about love and generosity and respect and understanding and peace. And then, not hold on to them and grasp what we have, but instead to let go, to send them off to do that same thing. And we do that knowing that that is what God has done to us and for us. And you see, friends, today, that is the holy work that we are invited to participate in and be recipients of during this season of resurrection. May it be so that we might meet, that we might teach, and that we might send in the name of our loving God. Amen.